So Saturday was a glorious day, and not only did you guys receive your first communion, but Amelia and Maddie became Catholic, if you remember, at the Mass. So it was great to see them participating, leading the responsorial psalm and doing the first reading. What a great gift that is to the church. We heard Jesus tell us that our lives are supposed to be light to the world. And one of the ways that we can be light to the world is when we share the gifts the Lord has given us. And so with confidence, even if it can be a little nervous to be speaking in front of a large crowd or leading music, it's a wonderful way that we can live what Jesus wants us to live when we share our gifts with the world. So thank you for that. And welcome to the church. Welcome to the Catholic Church. What a great gift that is. So we're celebrating this day. You know, most of us are born into the faith. We're baptized when we're infants, and we just kind of were raised coming to Mass and learning about the faith. But they were baptized as Christians, but not as Catholics. So as their family has come to know the church, they decided they wanted to be Catholic. And so it's a great witness for us that we don't become just complacent, like we don't get just used to being Catholic, like it's no big deal. There are people in this world who really, really want to be Catholic. And so it really is a good example to us to see what a beautiful gift we have to be Catholics. Because it's only in the church that we get to receive the Holy Eucharist. It's only as Catholics that we get to receive Jesus. It's an amazing gift. That's how much God loves us, that he wants us to be Catholic and he wants us to receive the Holy Eucharist. So you being dressed the way you are today, again, it's a reminder. Your dress today is a way that your light is shining to us, to remind us that even though maybe we're wearing school uniforms and we're kind of a little sloppy, some of us, our hearts should be dressed, our minds should be open to this beautiful gift of the Holy Eucharist. As we celebrate today the May crowning, you know, the month of May is dedicated to our Blessed Mother. And in a special way, it's not just to our Mother, but our Mother as Queen of Heaven. You know, when we pray the Holy Rosary, the fifth glorious mystery is the glorification, that Mary is crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. And we get that idea from the Old Testament, that the king, his mom, would sit next to him in the throne room. And it tells us that whatever the mother of the king asked for, the king did. And there's one episode in that reading where the king actually bows down and pays homage to his mother. And so that's why we understand Mary to be Queen of Heaven, and why we understand that her prayers are powerful. Because just like in the Old Testament, the king would not be able to refuse what his mother asked for, Jesus is the king, and he will not refuse whatever his mother asks for. So this is why it's good for us to be children of Mary, to pray the rosary regularly, to say the Hail Mary, to want to imitate our life after her, both the boys and the girls, to imitate the virtues of Mary. Because Mary said yes to Jesus. She said yes to God's plan for her life. We know the story of the Annunciation, the Christmas story. When the angel went to Mary and said she was going to be the mother of God, she said yes. And for the rest of her life, that's all she did, was say yes to whatever God wants. And that's what it says at the end of the gospel today. Whoever obeys the commandments are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And so how do we imitate Mary? We say yes, and we're obedient. As children, primarily, we're obedient to our parents. Whatever they ask us to do, we do. And we do it with joy. We don't do it as griping and complaining, but we do it with joy because it's helping us to become like Mary. And Mary is the greatest disciple. She's the greatest Christian that ever lived. So we want to be like Mary. She said yes. She was obedient. And she stayed close to Jesus. That we even know during the way of the cross, on Good Friday, when Jesus was having not the best day, when he was being crucified, Our Lady was close to him. And she was close to him his entire life. So when we stay close to Mary, she keeps us close to Jesus. And this is what our life is all about, being close to Jesus so we can become like Jesus. And this is what will make us a saint. You know, in the church today, we celebrate a great saint, Saint John of Avila. Avila is a city in Spain. And John was a young man, he became a priest. And he wanted to go to the New World, which is America, to be a missionary, to share the light of Jesus to the whole world. But he couldn't go for a few reasons. But so he stayed in Spain and became a great saint. And so he teaches us how to be faithful. That maybe we want in our heart to do something with our life. We want to be something or someone. But when we follow Jesus, we can become a great saint, even if we're not doing exactly what we thought we wanted when we were young. And so, again, Mary teaches us how to be faithful, how to be obedient, how to be open to God's will for our life. And so we ask today to really to become like Mary, to practice the virtues that Mary practiced: faithfulness, obedience, openness to God's will. Mary is the Queen of Heaven, and this is why we put the crown of flowers on her head, and why some of you young girls are wearing crowns, wearing wreaths on your head, as a sign that you want to be like Mary. You know, so whether we're wearing one or not, our heart should say, "Yes, Lord, I want to be one with Mary. I want to be one with you. I want to be obedient to your teachings so that, like Mary, one day I can be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And so we ask Mary to pray for us, to bring our prayers to Jesus, because Jesus will never refuse Mary anything. So as we continue the Holy Mass, and as you get to receive communion again today, when you get back to your pew, tell Jesus thank you. Tell Mary thank you. And ask Mary to help you to be more like her.